Jay Mullins Jewelry tip on the boys' game, 7:34. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Great jewelry for that special someone on this special holiday time. Christmas right around the corner here. Whiteman has the basketball, wearing the home whites tonight, trimmed in pink and black with Cure on the front. Three from the deep left corner up and good by Alec McMiller, the first bank three. McMiller gets the Blaze off to a rousing start. The Bruins in the blue uniforms with light blue and some white trim. Right side, Adcock now back out to the left wing, McPherson. Far side, Duvall has it, bounce pass, they get it underneath to a wide open Andy Shumpert cutting through for the two-pointer. Full court pressure by the play, or rather by the Bruins. Coleman, they get it down quickly and Mayer goes up, he's going to be fouled. They had to foul him, he was going to lay it in the hole. Check the foul for you. It's on Duvall. Not easy to see that referee's call on the fouls, is it?
No.
Not the numbers. Thompson to inbound. Finds Josh Mayer, and then the shovel pass back to Thompson. 4-3. Yes, sir. Back-to-back first bank threes. This one by Darius Thompson. 6-2. Blaze lead. Near side, Adcock has it into the deep corner. Near side, Duvall. They're moving right to left. Back to the point guard. Duvall. Left wing, works off a pick, goes far side, cut off there by Coleman. Right side to McPherson. Now from the corner, right side, Adcock for the long distance two. 6-4. Thompson runs down the loose ball, long pass up. Great high, climbing the ladder catch by Coleman. And gives it back to Alec McMiller. McMiller to Mayer between the rings. Right side Dowdy, now to Thompson. Double teaming him. Thompson stutter steps, backs up for the fadeaway three. This one too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, McPherson. And he's going to bring it down. McPherson hands off to Duvall. He goes to the far side of the floor. Tries to take Mayer to the rack. He cuts him off. Back to Cody Shelton, and the Bruins reset. Adcock, the feed down low. Shot will not fall for Shumpert. Crawls over the rim. Thompson with the rebound. Stutter steps, long pass. Going inside. Coleman with the four-footer.
Really quick move inside that time, Brian, and went up and put it up softly.
Quick shot on the other end. Bounces twice and then falls for Cody Shelton. 8-6, Blackman. Coleman, bounce pass in traffic and ill-advised. Turnover. It's the first turnover. Now on the other end, the tying basket by Adcock. 8-8, 4 minutes, 49 seconds left in the first. Pass up the floor, and they find Dowdy. Dowdy to the near wing. Coleman, make that Thompson, steps in, back out to Mayer. Now to McMiller, left wing. Pull-up jumper from the foul line. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound, Bruins.
That was a pretty good look by McMiller. Just didn't fall for him.
8-8 your score. Brentwood could take their first lead on this possession. They get it down low. And Coleman blocks it. Not sure that that wasn't goaltending there. Bounce pass to underneath the Dowdy. Reverse lay-in. K.J. Dowdy.
Gladman's getting there just a little late on that cut through by Brentwood. At that time, they were to block it, and they were able to make some points out of it on the other end.
Adcock looks in, now backs it back out to McPherson. McPherson takes one dribble, then hands it off to Duvall, who takes his spot between the rings. Nothing there. Back to Adcock, way out there. Shumpert, rather. He was standing about as far away as he could be on the court. They're spreading the floor to try to get a one-on-one situation in the paint. It's not worked so far. Duvall passes and intercepted. Thompson down the floor quickly. Thompson may not stop. He does. To Dowdy for three. It's in the air and off the lip of the rim. Rebound. Coleman has it. Coleman takes one dribble. Now passes it back out to McMiller. To Dowdy in the corner to Thompson down here near side. Deep in the right corner. Coleman runs down the loose ball. Now from the foul line. Rip. Coleman is deadly from the foul line.
Got to try to get him a little more active on the offense. They're not looking for him as much. But that time they did, and he got in it for two.
Duvall, an ill-advised bounce pass in traffic, but it's off of a Blackman player. Blackman's going to bring in lots of subs here as well. They sub four, I believe. Juwan Jennings is one of those.
Got three in at least. Coleman and Thompson are still in.
Jack Bautista is in for the Bruins as well. Bautista has it to Shelton. Into the corner. Driving McPherson kicks it back out. The three put up by Duvall. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Blaze. They did sub three. Thompson stutter steps, drives in baseline, and he's going to be fouled on the way to the rack.
It's so difficult to stop Darius Thompson down going through the baseline.
Lucas Hart and Andrew Rogan, along with Jennings, were the three Blackman Blaze players to check into the game.
Brian, Darius Thompson will lull you to sleep. When you see him on the floor, you go, well, I don't know if he's that quick. And then the next thing you know, he's gone.
Jennings and Hart playing catch. Now back to Jennings. In pink out night here at Blackman. Coleman from the left elbow. Shot too hard. Rebound comes off deep and nobody can get to it. Last touch by the Brentwood Bruins. Thought I was going to be roadkill there for a second.
Wendell Cousins making his first appearance of the year.
Wendell, 6'3", senior forward. Good to see him back in action. Had a deep bone bruise during the football season and played with that, John, and it's a very difficult injury to get over.
Well, it doesn't sound serious, but it's very, very painful.
Rogan had it briefly to Hart. Now Jennings passes off to Rogan in the deep left corner. He takes it back to the wing spot, popping back out front to help his Hart. Now Thompson, right wing. Thompson, foul line, glides in there, in the corner. Jennings for three, bottom. Juwan Jennings, first bank three, and it's 15-8 Blaze.
All three of them have come from that same corner over there.
Driving right side is Jalen Lawson, who's in the game, and Lawson lost the ball. Blackman has it. Thompson needs some help, and Jennings comes back to help. Two turnovers for the Bruins. A minute to go in the first quarter of play. Rogan back out front to Jennings. Jennings looks inside. Nothing there. To Thompson. Outside, left side. Jennings pops out to help right wing after the pass to Hart. Now Thompson at the foul line. Cut off by Shumpert. Now drives in. Fadeaway jumper. Swish. That was beautiful from about 15.
Well, if he puts that in his arsenal, I don't know what you're going to do, because he's tried that twice and he's 1-for-2, and that's just another added dimension to his game.
There's Barry Workman upset about something across the way. 17-8. Blackman with the lead. Bruins with the ball. We were tied at 8, you may remember. Lawson for the Bruins. Takes it far side. Almost has his pocket picked by Jennings. Now he's trapped, and they have to call a timeout with 9.3. They would not normally have called that timeout there, John, but it's a 30-second break for us and a message from Bob and Stan.
Well, from residential commercial farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auctions specialize in all of it. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at BobParksAuction.com. GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Riverdale girls remain undefeated. A 78-51 win over Independence. 78-51 the final in that one. On your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And it was 52-32. Moore County defeated MTCS. Brentwood has turned the ball over now here for the third time. And Blackman is going to have, looks like, 2.6 to do something with. Thompson gets across midcourt, lets it fly from there, and it is no good at the horn. 17-8 your score. We'll be right back for the second quarter on State Farm Prep Basketball after this.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Brentwood basketball to start the second quarter of play. They trail 17-8. Turnaround jumper from about 6 feet is up and no good by Shelton. In transition, the Blaze. Thompson, pass into the corner to McMiller. Alec brings it to the left wing. Popping out to help is Hart. Lob inside to Coleman from Thompson. Coleman back out to Rogan. Rogan at the right wing. Bounces it back into Coleman. He's going to penetrate, gets in there, flips it out, and it's Rogan for three. Bottom! Andrew Rogan, the first bank three. He gets in on the party.
That's four of them. They shot 70% in that first quarter, 7 of 10 from the field.
And here early in the second, take a 20-8 lead. Brentwood, shot no good in transition. It's Hart with the lay-in. 22-8, the Blaze on a roll, and a one-minute break by the Brentwood Bruins taken as we return on the other side. Stay with us.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road, OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
Shelton has it as the Brentwood Bruins are trying to climb back from a 22-8 deficit. Pass right side, the three from long distance is good by Asa Duvall. And that ends a 14-0 run by the Blackman Blaze. Rogan's three up, no good. Mayer and I believe it was Shumpert got tied up. It went out of bounds off of Shumpert. Blackman ball, and the coach for Brentwood, Dennis King, not happy about that call. Inbounds. It's Rogan now this time from the right side. Three-pointer up and good, the first bank three.
I'm not sure he wouldn't foul, too.
In the backcourt, Alec McMiller putting on tremendous pressure McPherson gets it down. Shumpert, fadeaway, two-point basket, bounces for Adcock, won't fall, and Mayer with the rebound. Pushes it out to Darius Thompson. Thompson the lob to McMiller. Fakes the three, doesn't take it. Penetrates now to Mayer. To Thompson for three. Right wing off the mark. Tipped out by Coleman, but run down by Brentwood. This is an 8-1 Brentwood team now. Remember that. Not slouches. McPherson right side. They get it over on the right block. And that was Shelton with the basket. Nice move and used the glass very well. 25-13, your new score. Blackman leads, 5:16 to go in the half. Going to a zone here. Kind of matching up with the guards a bit. Rogan in the far corner. They don't want any more threes. To Mayer, foul line, dumps it back out. McMiller for three. It's off the side of the rim. Deep rebound. McMiller gets his own. Glides in there. Now he's going to throw it away. No, run down by Rogan. Rogan to Thompson. And Darius resets. Fake inside to Mayer. He's at the foul line. Cutting across baseline is Coleman. McMiller, long pass to Rogan in the corner. Nothing there. Now Rogan from 20. Oh, my. Andrew Rogan. Long pass down, partially blocked, and I think they're going to call a foul on Coleman. There was some contact. Goaltending, do they call it? Well, got away with one earlier. I'm not so sure about that one. Maybe so. If that was one, it certainly should have been called early in the game.
Well, I think the other one was before this one was. And Rogan, is he not hot?
Wow, he's red hot. Three threes in this quarter.
You're Brentwood, you're sitting there going, and I mean, they've had hands in his face. He just keeps gunning it.
Well, he was double-teamed there.
And I'd keep giving it to him while he's hot.
I'm not sure what all the lengthy discussion they're trying to determine, I think, whether that goaltending call was correct or not, whether the basket counts. No basket. Okay, so it was not goaltending. But the foul is on Coleman. And that is Blackman's first foul, by the way. Only three team fouls in this game so far. That's amazing in itself.
It's been a really fast-paced, well-played game so far up to this point.
Duvall, the first one at the charity stripe is good. He'll have another. Four fresh players in for the Blaze. Cousin is back in. Hart. K.J. Dowdy and Jawan Jennings in there along with Thompson. Second one in and out. High for the rebound, Quindell Cousin. First stat in the stat book for him on this new year. Cousin between the rings, now right side. Finds Dowdy. Dowdy to Hart. Back to Jennings, deeper in the corner, Thompson. They flip it in to Cousin, now back out to Jennings. Fakes right, goes left, gives it to Thompson, the high arching three off the rim. Rebound, Cousin goes up, he is not fouled. Jump ball.
Nice recovery.
Well, I thought he was fouled. Yeah.
Going to be Blackman's ball.
I think even the PA announcer said two shots. But it's going to be Blackman's ball. They call it jump ball. Thompson the lob in to Jennings from the right elbow, in and out. Rebound tipped around and going to be run down by the Bruins. Duvall, a shovel pass over to McPherson. He's in the backcourt. Now gives it up to Adcock between the rings. Goes to the far side. They're moving right to left. Popping out of Shelton to help. Now back to Bautista. Straight away. Coming over is McPherson, straight away to take it. Now takes it to the far side. Lazy pass, gets it back, and now there's going to be, he was standing out of bounds. Or he ran out of bounds. Turnover, Brentwood. I thought he pointed at Coach Barry Wertman there for a moment. Four turnovers for the Bruins. 28-14, Blackman leads.
I'm very confused by Coach Wertman. He wore ties all year last year. Now we're in the blue pullover, you know, blue polos.
I think that was district games or postseason
or something.
All right. I can't remember exactly what it was. No, it was postseason for sure. Lucas Hart. Now to Dowdy. Bounce pass inside to Hart. Now Dowdy gets it back. Turns, spins in the lane. Great move. Fakes, now has to get out of there.
Back to a man-to-man.
Cousin to Thompson. Thompson in the lane. Flips it back out. And it's Dowdy for three. This one short. Rebound. Put back Jennings. He never hit the floor. Rebound and tip in. Now the long pass down in transition. Shelton gets the easy two. Basket for basket there. Driving in the lane is Hart. Lost it out of bounds. He said
went
he
off push. I think it went off his foot, Brian.
Mayer and Coleman back in.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
McPherson takes it right side. Stutter steps, glides in the lane, goes up, missed it. And they're going to call Coleman for hanging on the rim. And it's, they're going to count the basket.
Well, he put his hand in the net. He was messing with the net.
He actually touched the rim.
He may have, yeah.
So that's going to be a basket for McPherson. Well, that's three times that's happened tonight. Driving in there. Going to be charged. Called on Juwan Jennings. Made a great pass, but kind of went in there wild.
Well, that was pretty close, though. I tell you, the defender wasn't really quite set, but I think the fact what you said, Brian, he kind of went in there wild, and you don't get that call most of the time.
No, usually that's it's not going to go. That call, largest percentage of the time, does not benefit the offensive player. Driving left side as McPherson goes up, and this one is rejected. Thompson to Coleman, cutting through, just there.
Well, that's some deep interior passing right there. Doesn't get any better than that.
Bautista bobbles it in the corner. Now to Adcock. Adcock inside to Shelton in the paint. He's going to be fouled, and John shaking his head no.
He just got tangled up with his own feet. Somebody's going to get an undue foul here, and it's Coleman.
That's two on Justin Coleman.
And that's kind of big because with a minute 33, he's probably going to have to come out. Don't want him to pick up that third one.
Rogan and McMiller are sitting in front of the bench, I would say.
It's okay. Rogan will just come in and hit a couple threes, and we'll be back.
It is amazing how deep this team is, isn't it?
They can go at least 10 deep.
Coleman is coming out. Dowdy coming out. Rogan, McMiller, and Hart are back in.
We got an all-district performer sitting on the bench over there. He's been injured.
Yeah, cousin.
Yeah.
Second one is good as well. Shelton with 8. 32-19, your score. A minute and a half to go in the first half of play. Thompson walking it down the floor. To Rogan, now back to Thompson, minute 20. McMiller, deep right wing to Thompson. Between the circles, right side, Rogan. Thompson penetrates, now to Rogan, 4-3, right side, swish.
Told you.
He's got the hot hand. Now three on the other end. Does it answer? Yes, it bounces off of the glass for Duvall, but then falls. He's got two threes himself. 52 seconds. Can tell how they're a pretty good team too, John.
They shoot well. They shoot the ball well. Very well coached and disciplined team.
McMiller to Thompson. Thompson's three. Bam! How about that? Thompson with eight. 38-22. McPherson to Duvall. Now it's McPherson all the way back here near us in the broadcast area near midcourt. Blackman's really pushed him out. With 11 seconds, McPherson glides in, now looking for the three in the corner. It is no good by Shumpert. They get their own rebound, though. Adcock gives it up. Driving in the lane is Shumpert, misses the shot, and Blackman going to get one off of three-quarter court, but it's no good. And your score in the first half of play, 38-22 Blackman. 38-22 Blaze lead the Bruins here at halftime. We will take a break and return. We will have all of your stats coming up here in just a moment as we continue State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
From Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in August, Berry Hill and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Sir Pizza, with three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sportscast online. You know, it's also brought to you by Intersource, of course.
Yeah.
The secret 24-second thing you're not going to tell me about.
Your 24-second shot clock?
Yeah, but you're not going to tell me more.
I know all about it.
I know you do, but you're not going to tell me.
No.
One of your closest friends.
Super secret.
Rick's Barbecue. I know Rick. You don't have to keep a secret. I know him. Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Well, the scoreboard. They sponsored that. And Bob Parks Auction. It's been a long day.
Apparently.
Well, some of us work during the daytime.
And I don't.
And some don't.
That
go home at 1.
That kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
Do you put in 5 hours a day? Really?
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
Multiply that by
he
two.
He works out of his home, folks. Okay, all right.
Don't be a hater. Don't hate on a hater. Let's see. What do we have for you here? Stats at halftime, and I've got a few scores here as well. Smyrna Girls a winner over Coffee County, 43-40. 43-40 the final. As the Smyrna Girls pick up a win, Moore County defeated MTCS 52-32. So we've got most of the girls' scores in. I'll pass those along here in just a second. How about that? Well, let me do it now. I was already into it. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel moves to 9-1 on the year, defeating Ravenwood 56-41. It was Riverdale over Independence 78-51. Riverdale still undefeated. Blackman still undefeated, 49-38 win over the Brentwood Bruins here this evening. And the only other score I haven't given you is Cascade 46, Eagle Bowl 31. Finals on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And let's see. MTCS score update. Cougars shift to quick shots on one end. And they had a lead. They had a pretty big lead earlier, but a minute left in the half, 24-20. They lead. They had a bigger lead over Moore County, just a few. All right, that's what we have for you. And did see a Siegel boys 24, Ravenwood 7. That is in the second quarter of play, 24-7. So Siegel having their way over Ravenwood there, would appear. And that's a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Stats for you, team stats. John Deacons kept these during the game. The first half of play, 9 rebounds for the Blackman Blaze, 5 for Brentwood. Reason for that, both teams shot over 50%. There just weren't any rebounds to be had. Brentwood, 53% in the first half. 9 of 17, 2 first bank threes. Again, 53%. For the Blackman Blaze, 15 of 24, 63%, and that includes 8, that's right, 8 first bank threes. 8, 63% for Blackman. Blackman 0 of 1 from the foul line. It's 3 for 4, 75% for Brentwood. But they're not a bad shooting team. Not too bad either on the foul line, it would appear. 4 turnovers for Brentwood, 3 for Blackman. Blackman is just kind of in rare late season form already, it appears. And Brentwood, again, not a shabby team. They come into this game 8-1. 38-22 here at halftime. It was 17-8 at the end of the first. Shooting stats here for you. Cody Shelton with 8 points for Brentwood. 7 for Asa Duvall. 2 points for Andy Shumpert. 4 for Jacob Adcock. And 2 for James McPherson. For the Blaze, 3-pointer for Alec McMiller. 2 points, K.J. Dowdy. 8 points for Darius Thompson. 2 threes for him. Juwan Jennings with a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. Josh Mayer with 2. 4 points for Justin Coleman. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 threes for Andrew Rogan. And 2 points for Lucas Hart. Nobody in foul trouble at all, and that's a look at your stats. From Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and our friends at Game Days Team Sports. We'll be back for the second half of action. It's 38-22. Blackman leads Brentwood here on State Farm. Prep basketball back in just a couple.
Hi, friends. Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with our family. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. That's next to the bowling lanes. And don't forget to treat your pet like family this Christmas. We carry a full range of supplies to keep all kinds of pets happy and healthy. And if you have a pet lover on your Christmas list, don't forget a gift for their pet. Come visit our family at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, next to the bowling alley. That's Animal City.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
Nothing says Christmas like Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and the smell of evergreens has taken over our garden center. We have a wide variety of trees, wreaths, garland, ornaments, and garnishments to decorate your home for the season. Plus, we can flock your Christmas tree. Our homemade sorghum, honey, jams, and preserves make a great Christmas gift. Merry Christmas from everyone at Martin's Home and Garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, as they say, we're back. Yeah, join us for the Prentice House of Beating Air Coach's Corner, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. And I just want to tell you, Ricky Turner's mad at you. Very upset. You haven't been there in 2 weeks. And you haven't bought any gift certificates. He's really upset.
Oh.
He likes you to buy gift certificates.
I did have my Thanksgiving dinner there.
Yeah, he forgot about that already.
Second half, starting lineups after the air ball three by the Bruins. And the lineup for Blackman is the same as the first half. McMiller, Dowdy, Thompson, Mayer, and Coleman. Starting lineup for the Blackman Blaze. Three by Thompson. This one too hard off the back of the rim. Shelton, Duvall, Shumpert, Adcock, and McPherson, the lineup for the Bruins in the second half. Starting lineups and stats in both games from game days, team sports, winners' trophies, and fans heating and air. Lob, they get it inside. It is no good. Shelton coming quickly down the floor. Thompson back to McMiller. Blackman moving right to left as we see it now. In the white uniforms, trimmed in pink on this pink out night. A little black in the unis as well. From the foul line, from the left elbow, as a matter of fact, no good. The shot by Dowdy. So kind of a cool opening after halftime from both teams. This three, deep left side by Duvall is missed. Rebound, Blackman. Has almost reached their first half rebounding totals, both teams now. There just weren't many misses. Thompson fakes, drives in the lane, dumps it off, down low to Coleman. He's backed out of there, bounces twice, won't go. Rebound, Mayer, goes up, loses the ball. Turnover, Blackman. Down quickly, Duvall, he has to pass back outside. They do get it inside to Adcock. Now back out for three by Cody Shelton is good. Very good ball handling there by the Bruins.
We need an answer to this basket, Brian. They've already cut it to 13. Kind of break the ice here in the second half.
Dowdy drives in the lane and tries to make a shovel pass. And that's the fifth turnover for the Blackman Blaze. Shelton. They pass out front. Now in the deep left corner, the three by Shelton is no good as he goes to set up on the other side. Thompson with the rebound, and he slows it down. Trots it down the floor, as a matter of fact. Takes a few more dribbles before passing to McMiller. Now back to Thompson. Blackman slowing it down a touch. Miller to Mayer. Now Thompson has it on the left wing, way out there. He doesn't really like the offense they're running. The Dowdy pops out. Now lob inside. Coleman wasn't there.
Three turnovers in a row for the Blaze.
Brentwood Bruins bring it down the floor. Shot up. No good by Duvall. Had a little four-footer and missed it. Thompson in the lane, kicks it back out. Dowdy wide open for three. It's off the lip of the rim. Rebound tipped out by Blackman, controlled by Thompson. Thompson back to Dowdy out here on the left wing.
Might have got away with an over and back there. I think Miller was kind of straddled out over him.
He's got it now. DeMayer, now left wing. It's Darius Thompson. Back to Dowdy, looks over the three, not going to take it from there. Bounce to Coleman. Coleman glides in the lane, missed the shot. He missed a little two-footer there. Long pass down the floor, layup. Well, Adcock is going to be hacked and fouled. Wholesale is going to have a layup.
Wholesale changes for the Blaze. Very well, but not happy with the way they're shooting the ball. They haven't scored here with a little under 4 minutes in this third quarter.
Thompson with his first foul of the game and the first team foul for Blackman in the second half. They only had three fouls in the first half.
Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummers Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Everybody out, as John said, wholesale changes. Meanwhile, Jacob Adcock at the line misses both free throws. Everybody out except Thompson. Juwan Jennings for three. Oh, my goodness. Juwan Jennings off the bench, out of the locker room at halftime. Cole is a cucumber. Just nails the big three. In the lane, getting free is Andy Shumpert for a little two-footer. Right side, Thompson. Thompson lobbed down low. Hart. Yes, sir. Lucas Hart. So the bench comes in and produces some baskets. Bautista having a hard time with it. Bautista gives it up to McPherson. McPherson goes left side, dumps it down low, turnover. Thompson right there to intercept. Thompson down the floor, going far side, turns, spins in the lane, no look pass. Maybe should have looked. Nobody there. Think somebody was supposed to be cutting through and they didn't. Shumpert, top of the key, gives it off to McPherson. McPherson left wing to Duvall. Duvall, skip pass, going to be tipped out of bounds by Blackman. Isaiah Hart into the game. He is the first sub out of the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that have played to this point. Isaiah in for the first time tonight. So it's 10 deep that Barry Workman is gone. Long pass. They're not making very good passes either. McPherson throws it out of bounds.
Well, they haven't really been able to take a lot of advantage of some of the turnovers Blackman's done because they're not hitting. But I like this move here for Brentwood, trying to put some pressure on the Blaze.
Full court pressure, and they break the press easily. Rogan's going to bring it back out front. Now step up for three. He's hot, friends. He's red hot. Andrew Rogan finishing where he left off. Down the floor, Andy Shumpert.
Got to get back on defense. Blaze did not do a good job that time.
Got the easy lay-in on the other end. 45-29. Blackman leads Brentwood. 2:27 to go in the third. Rogan left wing. Rogan to Jennings. He pulls up from the left elbow. And he is red hot as well. 10 points for Juwan Jennings.
The bench is 4 for 4.
Josh Mayer going to come back in here at the next dead ball. Bounce pass down low. They get it inside. And shot no good by Shumpert because he was double teamed, forced into something else there. Three by Jennings. Oh, he missed one. Just a little short. McPherson stutter steps in the lane. Throws up one from the hip. No good. Should have just gone straight up with that one. Would have been more effective, I think. Isaiah Hart down the floor, left wing. Isaiah is a sophomore. Lucas is a junior. Timeout, Blackman. They will step aside for a break, and so will we. 47-29, Blaze lead.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor. They used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in Monday nights at 6. There's only three more shows left. Maybe two.
It's just two.
Two shows left. IDST's primetime sports team from Gondolier Restaurant on Broad. We talk local college and pro football and more each Monday night on WGNS. And on that final show, 2 weeks away, is a two-hour trivia show sponsored by, we're going to be giving away a lot of Little Caesars Pizza Pizza. That's right. Inbounds play on the near side, and it's thrown away. Thompson trying to feed down low, K.J. Dowdy. That's eight turnovers for the Blaze. Now they're going to call a foul on McMiller, putting pressure in the backcourt on McPherson. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. It's Laverne leading Centennial in boys play, 24-17. 24-17. Left wing, way out there is Luke Patina, who just checked into the game. Right side, 6 foot fadeaway, is good by Adcock. Thompson down the floor quickly, 47-31, Blaze. Mayer right side, gives off to Dowdy. Ball tipped in the air, run down by Coleman. Great play, long skip pass to McMiller, to Dowdy, to Thompson with 55 seconds. Thompson back to Mayer. Now McMiller glides in the paint. Nothing there. Never got there, honestly. Thompson trapped in the right corner. Works off a pick now. Got to get rid of it. No look pass underneath to Mayer. The basket is good. And there is a foul. Boy, what great vision. We said this in the last game, but that is just proof in the pudding right there.
Well, that was a great executed play, too. I mean, they had good ball movement, and Mayer came off of a kick, and they spotted him down low for the easy basket.
At the foul line, Josh for the old-fashioned three-point play. Long look at the basket. It's up and no good. And now we've got a jump ball. Possession arrow, Blackman. After the tip ball, Josh has changed his free throw shooting style just a touch.
Yeah, I'm disappointed a little. I used to like that. He just kind of wiggle, yeah. Yes, he probably got ridiculed, but he was pretty effective.
It was. Thompson for three from downtown. Darius Thompson, first bank three. 52-31, Blackman. Left side, McPherson. They get it in to Shumpert. No good. Rebound, Blackman with 14 seconds. Thompson brings it out with 10 seconds. He's going to go one-on-one, I'd say. And seven with six. Goes to work with five, with four, with three. Lost it for a moment. Now pulls up for three. Oh, my goodness. What a shot at the horn. 14 points. That's ridiculous. 55-31 Blaze lead. We'll be back for the fourth quarter after this.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jenny Allman, 896-2013.
Sprint ball to start the fourth. Adcock triggers it in. He finds Lawson. Lawson penetrates, now gives it over to Duvall. Three from the deep right corner is up and good by Elijah Gonzalez, who checked in at the horn just at the break. Three by McMiller. Well, they're reining in. I can't get everybody's name. Ball tipped out of bounds. That's two for McMiller. I don't know how many threes. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 threes tonight. I've never seen anything like it. In the lane, running jumper, no good. Rebound on the floor. Coleman and Adcock get tangled up. It's going to be Blackman's basketball.
Well, Billwood's not shot badly at all. They've shot a pretty good percentage, but you can't beat this shooting. They had one little slump in the beginning of the third quarter.
Coleman looks over the defense. Mayer, his shot won't go, but there's a whistle and a foul. Mayer's going to go to the foul line. Big smiles there. Josh, 4 points tonight. Foul is on Adcock, his first. There have not been many fouls. Mayer eyes the line. First one is no good. Josh will have another.
Graham has been to the line three times tonight.
Well, Josh has been there twice. Number 21 toeing the line now. And this one is good. 6'4 senior forward, Josh Mayer with five. Quindell Cousin back in the game. Seen limited action tonight. Football injury has kept him sidelined in basketball for a while.
Well, we were talking before the game, and he said, I got to get in basketball shape.
Over and back. Turnover. Jalen Lawson, sophomore guard, lost it. Seven turnovers. Brentwood has done some heavy subbing. I look for Blackman maybe to do the same here soon. But their bench is so deep, it's almost it doesn't matter. Thompson to McMiller. Back to Cousin. They've already subbed with Cousin. Now Rogan. Rogan bounce pass to Coleman. Tries to get there in the lane. Nothing there. Now Rogan for three. Just misses this one. Cousin has it blocked. Goes out of bounds. Hoping for his first basket of the season. Didn't get it there. Mayer going to check back in if they get him in time, and they don't. McMiller, the toss in to Rogan. To Thompson with 6 minutes, 35 seconds to go. They lead 59-34, they being the Blackman Blaze. The lob to Coleman, double-teamed at the left block. And back outside. Now Thompson for the three off the lip of the rim. Tip up without even coming down to the floor is Quindell Cousin.
That's where he helps you immensely.
Well, it's like having double threats with him and Aaron Coleman. 61-34. Brentwood basketball. Gonzalez in trouble. Now they're going to call Rogan for the foul. Well, seen Blackman in two games, John. I think they're for real. They're gonna be a contender in the district along with Siegel and others, and contender in the district and region. And I would say they'd be a favorite to be in a sectional game.
Oh, most definitely. I think you'll see Siegel, and now Oakland's kind of moved up a little bit and looking pretty good. And
here, the ball going to be tipped out of bounds. The rundown by Brentwood. And he walks, that he is devolved. They have to be the favorite in the district, and I know Siegel's going to have something to say about it in Oakland and everybody. But going in, the district champion is still pretty strong.
They don't make turnovers. I mean, they don't really do a lot. I mean, they're extremely disciplined in certain areas, particularly defensively.
Thompson flushing traffic the opposite way. Now Rogan in the left corner to McMiller outside. Thompson has it right wing. Now working off a pick behind the back dribble. Turns and spins. Nothing there. Rogan resets. Rogan back to Quindell Cousin. Goes in the lane, and they're going to call a travel.
Well, I didn't want to see him go on the floor. Let's glad he's all right. Nine turnovers for the Blaze now. You know, tonight's game is brought to you by some good friends of yours. I know you love Toots, good food and fun.
I do.
InterSource, another good friend, your trusted source for entertainment. 24-second secret clock. Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Wambach, you know Andy, we're well. And Reef St. Drugstore, all those are sponsors tonight.
Siegel boys lead 46-32. Siegel leads Ravenwood in boys basketball action. Here at 61-34, Blackman with 4:50 to go in the game. Left side in the corner. Gonzalez. Now they get it underneath. Pump it back out to Duvall. He misses the three-pointer. McMiller down the floor quickly. Loses control of the ball for a moment. Can't save it. And it's going to be off his fingertips. To trigger in the inbound play, sophomore Tanner Tapp. 6-foot guard. Left wing, Duvall, going to penetrate, pull it up. Nope. Tires it out for the three-pointer by Andy Shumpert. It's up and good, and Brentwood takes a timeout. Trailing 61-37 with 4:17 to go in the game. State Farm Prep Basketball.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So what sets Murfreesboro Automotive apart from the other auto repair shops?
If you need something fixed, I promise you, he's going to fix it. He's going to do it right.
Kelly Holcomb has been a longtime customer of Murfreesboro Automotive.
Every time I come up here, I'm just amazed. They do the kind of job for that amount of money, and he's got a customer for life with me.
We will give an estimate before any work is performed so that when you pick your vehicle up, you'll know exactly how much it is. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. And we thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball, football, and all of it.
At the half, Laverne leads Centennial 44-30. Coleman to Thompson. Thompson back out to Juwan Jennings for three.
He's had a good night as well, shooting the basketball.
That's his third three, 13 points for Juwan Jennings. Pass broken up by Coleman. Coleman to Jennings. Jennings left wing. Jennings back out to Dowdy. Dowdy passes down low, and it goes out of bounds. John, we're going to... One stat that I'm going to do is the scoring off of the bench tonight, and it's going to be a very surprising and telling stat. I want to work on that for the postgame show.
I'm not sure it's going to be so surprising if you were here tonight.
No, if you were here, but there's a foul on Jennings.
how many folks would love to have that kind of production from people off of the bench, you know? That just shows you how deep Blackman really is. MTCS trails Moore County 44-38 with 4:33 to go in the game on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Fade away three from the deep left corner by Shumpert is no good. Check that, it's Duvall. Thompson in the corner. Jennings pulls up for two this time. Missed this one. And tipped out of bounds. 64-37. Blackman, they've led from the get-go. They went on a, it was tied at 8 apiece, and they went on a 14-0 run. Kind of tells you how this game started and where it's been. Long two is up and good by Andy Shumpert, and we've got a Brentwood timeout. 30 seconds. We'll be right back. 3:02 to play, 64-39, Blackman.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our four locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS has Sports Talk every weekday afternoon. Join Monty Hill and Tim Tackett at 2. For all Sports Talk, it's followed by Sports Night from 3 to 6 p.m. with George Plaster, Willie Donick, and Darren McFarland. I hope I'll be on the show one day.
Hey!
I have been on the show, actually. Yes, you have. Our 30-second timeout, sponsored by Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Want to say thanks to them, 896-4600. Three-pointer by Dowdy. Why not? K.J. Dowdy getting in on the three-point barrage.
I wonder if we're getting close to a record.
Got to be. 67-39. Although, I was here when David Price did
set
a record.
That's true.
And I'm not sure how many he had. A team record, maybe.
Whatever happened to him? He was a good basketball player.
Yeah, some Cy Young thing happened to him. Brentwood misses a basket. Now Thompson in transition. Stutter stepped at the foul line. Gives it off to Coleman. He had a better shot, but that shows you how unselfish he is. Deep in the corner, the three fired up. No good by Patina. Loose ball run down by Coleman. Coleman to Thompson. Minute 55 to go. Josh Mayer driving the lane for two. Patina underneath, wide open for the basket is Andy Shumpert. He's got 13 tonight. Long pass, Coleman. Oh, going up for a dunk, and he was fouled from behind.
Well, that's scary.
It is scary. He's going to get up, and he's going to be okay. That is only the third team foul. These officials have kind of let them play here tonight, John, and there haven't been a lot of fouls in this game. It's Shumpert's second foul.
And we've not had a lot of, you know, collisions or anything. I mean, it's been a pretty good officiated game.
Brentwood is, I think, an excellent ball club.
I do, too. And I mean, they're fighting a lot of things tonight.
Yeah.
Blackman's unbelievably hot. Unbelievable.
First one is missed and no good, and Coleman will have another one. Number 33 at the foul line. Let's see. He's had four tonight, been relatively quiet. Thompson out of the game.
They really haven't had an opportunity to get the ball to him. They've been hitting so well outside.
Second one for Coleman will not go either. Minute 35 to go. And ball stolen away. McMiller, how about a slam? Alec McMiller with the exclamation mark on this one. 71-41. Minute 15 to go. A lot of newbies in the game for the Bruins. including this young man. Fires up the shot. It's Grant Teichman. Misses it. Now intercepted by Coleman. Coleman lost the ball. Gonzalez on the other end to tap in the lane. Running jumper no good. Tipped and run down by McMiller. Left side. How about a lob? Too high for Coleman. Putting on a little show here. Coach Wortman, a small grin. 29 seconds. Pass down low. And this one intercepted. McMiller in traffic. In the double team. Lob downstairs to Hart. Tipped away with 12 seconds. Rogan for three from downtown. Andrew Rogan, 18 points. All threes. Patina for three. No good. And there's your horn. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm impressed. 74-41. 74-41. The Blackman Blaze put on a show tonight, friends. Moved to 7-0 on the year.